It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. The Three Rivers Storytelling Festival is a two-day event held in multiple locations throughout the region. It features local, national, and international storytellers who perform concerts, instruct workshops, and seek to inspire attendees to tell their own stories. I'm joined now in studio by the festival's producer, Kate McConnell. Kate, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thanks so much.
And professional storyteller, Alton Chung. Welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you.
Is the volume okay for you on those headphones?
I'm not hearing anything.
Okay, reach under the console there and just turn that button up. And how's that?
Much better.
Okay, good. Can you tell me about the Three Rivers Storytelling Festival? What should attendees expect, Kate, and what types of events will be held?
This is our 15th year of bringing in tellers nationally and from the area and from the tri-state area. People should expect to come and have fun because they'll hear traditional stories, they'll hear historic stories, they'll hear personal narratives, the way they would hear at the Moth, if they're familiar with that.
Oh, yeah.
We have a liars contest that gets very fun. We're going to have a ghost concert. And Alton Chung is actually famous for his ghost stories. And he's also doing a workshop on how do you tell really scary ghost stories. So if people want to come and listen, they can do that all day Friday afternoon and all through the evening and all day Saturday from morning till night, 10 to 10. They can come and take workshops with some of these national master tellers. And it tends to be fun. We also have our very first world premiere of a story scrum, which is...
it's like rugby? Word rugby?
It comes from that term where all the teams go head-to-head. So rather than individuals competing against each other like a story slam, we have teams of tellers. One group of liars, one group of personal narratives or true stories, and one group of traditional tales. And they'll battle it out, and the audience will decide what team wins.
And Alton, who I'm sure many of our listeners can tell already, has this magnificent, mellifluous voice.
Thank you.
What makes a good storyteller?
I'd say someone who... Storytelling is about connecting to people. And a good storyteller, the best storytellers in the country, are the ones who can make you feel that they're telling the story just to you in a tent of maybe 2,000 people. So I think it's about connecting, being open, being present, and being in service to the stories.
And what does storytelling give people? I mean, storytelling's been around for centuries. And over that time, you know, we've developed all of this electronic, you know, starting from radio to TV to all sorts of gadgets that allow you to pull together storytelling content whenever you want. You have all these things at your fingertips. Is there something different and something timeless about a live storytelling event?
We are narrative-driven creatures. This is how we process information, how we store information in our brains. And there's something, you can get words, you can get images, you can get that type of electronic things in movies, television, DVDs. But there is something very special about being present, being connected with another person. It's something I don't think we experience very much, but when we do experience, we want more of. It's that someone being 100% present with you, listening to you, and not worrying about what they're going to have for dinner, not worrying about having to pick up the dry cleaning, but being here for you in this moment and expressing and sharing stories and just having that connection. When we hear those words, once upon a time, something weird happens in our brain, and all of a sudden we flip into reception. I think it's been scientifically proven. And when you're just reading facts as opposed to telling us, you know, listening to a narrative, again, different parts of your brain light up, different parts of your brain start activating, and that's when real human connection begins.
And you are, of course, Alton, a renowned storyteller, and I wish we had, if we told a 5-minute story, which is about the length of a lot of these, we'd be off the air by the time you got done. So, in a minute, can you give us something that would give us a taste that maybe will, a little appetizer for people wondering, should I come to this festival or not? Something that will lure them there.
Okay, here goes. The morning rain turned the paths and roads muddy swamps. But by the evening, that muddy ground was covered by a blanket of snow, which softened the outlines of the buildings and the towers. The moonlight glistened on that snow, and to a 5-year-old Kiyoshi, it made the perfect Christmas picture. In the high deserts of southern Idaho, in the winter of 1942, he sat in the mess hall of Block 7 and squirming with anticipation. His older brother and sister, they were off with their friends. His okasan, his mother, was resting after spending all day doing laundry. But it was Christmas Eve, and Santa Claus was coming soon. About a year ago, there was an attack at a place called Pearl Harbor. And then men in suits and a big car came and took his otosan, his father, away. That made Kiyoshi and his family very sad. And that's when a cold, empty space opened in Kiyoshi's stomach. He missed his father in the way that he would tousle his hair and call him Kiyoshi-chan, or Little Kiyoshi. Then came this thing called curfew, which made everyone scurry around as the sun was going down. And then this thing called blackouts, which happened when everything went dark. But the thing that got his mother most upset was this thing called evacuation. And when it came, Kiyoshi's mother and his brother and his sister, they put things in suitcases and they left their home and they moved into a horse stall at the Exposition Center, in the stockyards in the huge city of Portland, Oregon. Kiyoshi couldn't understand why they couldn't move home. And then came that day when they were given tags with the same numbers on it. And they got onto a train with big soldiers and guns, and they had to keep the shades drawn as they made the journey over the mountain. On the other side, they got on buses that took them to their new homes of tar paper and wood barracks and dust. It was the first time Kiyoshi had ever been on a train. It was also the first time he'd ever been out of the state of Oregon. It was also the first time he ever saw barbed wire.
That's Alton Chung, a professional storyteller. What is the name of that story?
I call it Sagebrush Santa. It's about a piece I created about the first Christmas at the Minidoka Relocation Center, Minidoka Internment Camp. I spoke to people who were children at the Minidoka, and how there's a person named Reverend Townsend and Shigeko Uno who wrote letters across to all churches across the country explaining the situation in camp. I mean, these people were sent to the internment camps in October, and here it was Christmas, and there's no place to go shopping. No one had any money to get anything. And so they wrote these churches and people and telling them the situation, and so they received donations of toys and presents, and so that every child in Minidoka for that first Christmas got a Christmas present. For most of them, or some of them anyway, this is the first Christmas present they ever received.
It's a heartbreaking story and certainly a shameful chapter in American history, the internment of Japanese Americans during World War II. It's reminiscent of having George Takei here when he visited Pittsburgh, and he experienced that firsthand and related that story. And what you just did, Alton, was just as powerful. And I should tell people that you did that without notes, right off the top of your head, and your hands moving like a conductor or a musician. If this is anything like what we'll see this weekend at the Three Rivers Storytelling Festival, I imagine it's going to be very compelling and inspiring. Kate McConnell, just in about 15 seconds before we go, just a couple of the big events that you can share with us.
From the festival?
Yes.
We have a liar's contest. We have a story scrum. Yes. We have a ghost story concert. And then we have these national tellers. Each have an hour set throughout the day on Saturday. So you can come, you can kick back, there's a food truck, you can just have a whole day of listening.
That's the Three Rivers Storytelling Festival, two-day event this weekend at multiple locations throughout the Pittsburgh region. And we'll have a link to information just so people know where to go and how to find the stories. And I want to thank you both for finding us today
thank
on
you.
Essential Pittsburgh. Kate McConnell, producer of the Three Rivers Storytelling Festival, and professional storyteller Alton Chung. Again, thank you both for being with us.
My pleasure.
Thank you so much, Paul.
And thank you for joining us on Essential Pittsburgh. Tomorrow on the program, the story, the little-known story of the Pittsburgh Steagles. Until then, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. So long for now.